I used to think that I could not go on, and life was nothing but an awful song. But now I know the meaning of true love. I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. If I can see it, then I can do it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I see me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly.
Hey guys, and welcome to Bailey Battalion's podcast, where we believe we can do anything we set our mind to and fly and soar above those expectations and goals that we set in fifth grade. Now, with that said, I am excited to do this podcast and share anything and everything reading, grammar, English, writing, as well as kind of connect to you as a person and really get to know y'all's personalities through this awesome podcast, and vice versa for you to get to know me as well. So let's get started with today's topic. All right, so today's topic is how to express yourself and how to do it in my classroom. You know, a lot of times we really get bogged down, and what I mean by bogged down, we really get brought down by our emotions, whether it's something happening at school, whether it's something happening at home, whether it's a friend, whether it's something that happened on the internet, whatever it may be. It can really bring you down and make you super unfocused. So I am here to tell you on this podcast that we are hopefully going to come to a solution for this problem, because I found it to be a real big problem last year. So with that said, we are going to use every Monday, the beginning of the week, to listen to a short podcast so I can let my students know what I want them to know about me, you know, my mindset for that week. If I'm having a rough week, I can let y'all know. If I'm having a great week, I can let you know as well. And same for you. So you'll listen to this podcast and you can do things I wish my teacher knew, and you can express yourself in different ways. You can talk to me about it. Maybe have a private conversation. You could draw a picture. You could write a little note and put it on my desk, however you would like to express it. You know, you get to choose. And it's just things that I wish my teacher knew. So it could be really awesome things that are going on. It could be something that you're having trouble with. It could even be something you're having trouble with in my class and maybe asking me for a little bit more support this week, that last week was super confusing and, you know, I'd really like some extra help with you. And, you know, it'll just make it easier when we can communicate to each other, you know, our needs and our emotions, and, you know, our conversations can be a little bit better when I do kind of know where your mindset is. And, you know, with that said, you know, it's okay to have a bad day. It happened. We're all human. We all make mistakes. And for me, it's about taking ownership of those mistakes, saying, Mrs. Bailey, I know that was wrong to do. And, you know, I'm sorry. Can I try again? And I promise you that conversation will be way better than a conversation that if you went, it's not my fault. He did it. You know, all that, the blaming it on others and not taking ownership. You know, if you were talking during a time that you weren't supposed to talk, say, I was talking, I'm sorry, can I fix it? And that would be great. Yeah, honestly, like that is the best way to communicate in my room. I like solutions and I don't like extra problems coming up. So this is just kind of an open communication, open door policy to where we can communicate about maybe some external factors that affect you in school. And what I mean by external, maybe some things that happen at school, maybe some things that happen outside of school, whatever that may be, anything that is kind of affecting how you are feeling and how you are able to focus in school would be something that you would share during what I want or what I wish my teacher knew. And so every Monday, we'll take the last 10 minutes of class. You'll listen to my podcast. I'll kind of let you know what's going on in my life. And then whenever the I Believe I Can Fly song, because the rest of it will play after I'm done talking. So I'm going to try to keep the podcast pretty short. Whenever that song starts playing, you can start that process. If you're going to draw a picture, if you're going to write, or if you're going to come up and talk to me, that's your choice. But you'll typically have about 10 minutes total with the podcast. So probably about 5 minutes to whatever you wish I knew to kind of get that to me in some type of form. With that said, I'm super excited to be doing podcast, and I plan on hopefully integrating it way more with reading. And my goal is by the end of the year for y'all to have your own podcast. And I'm not going to give you too much information on that because I'm super excited about it. But just so you know, that is something I am planning on, and I think it's going to be awesome. So we are coming to the end of this episode, and I want to thank you for listening, and I hope you had a great first week of school. Awesome 2-day week. Yo. With that said, you know, I'm so happy that you're my students, and I'm looking forward to a great fifth grade year where we are going to fly and soar over all of the expectations and goals that y'all set for yourselves in fifth grade. Thanks, guys. Bye.
See, I was on the verge of breaking down. Sometimes silence can seem so loud. There are miracles in life I must achieve, but first I know it starts inside of me. Oh, oh, if I can see it, then I can be it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly, I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day, spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar, I see me running through that open door. I believe I can fly, I can fly, oh, I believe I can fly.